The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Sound Prints audio magazine. Is now online for September 23rd. The TRRS New Visions Gala has an 80s theme this year. The NFB Poetry Contest runs through October 31st for submissions, and that time of closure will be 5 p.m., not midnight. I will also read you to the rules to the poetry contest submissions. ACB Radio's announcing their holiday auction December 2nd, and I will provide those details. An anonymous donor has contributed and donated 10 copies of Mystic Access's iOS audio training modules. The House has passed the Marrakesh Treaty. Those details. AFB announces a petition to save Helen Keller's module in third grade education social studies curricula. Eyes on Success featured the U.S. National Park Service. The NFB has sued the U.S. Ability One Commission. Today's reading of Vision News is unwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints audio magazine for September 23rd is now online. Tony Stevens writes about autonomous vehicles. Time to start planning for the 7th ACB Radio Holiday Auction. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints audio magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints audio magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind by phone or email, or on their website, http://www.kentucky-acb.org. Edited news from TRRS regarding the New Visions Gala. I wanted to thank those who have purchased tickets to our 2018 New Visions Gala, Back to the Future, on Friday, October 19th, 2018, from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Hotel, North Hills. Please see attached for more details. If you have not purchased tickets, please call 919-832-5138. The event is only a few weeks away. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. The New Visions Gala comprises 25% of our annual budget. TRRS depends entirely on financial contributions from civic organizations, corporations, grants, and individuals like you. As we celebrate our 35 years of service to the blind and print impaired, we don't want you to miss out on this fun-filled event. We have grown in size and scope from only 1 hour of broadcast in Raleigh in 1983, with a handful of volunteer readers, to 168 hours a week with 150 dedicated volunteers, 24/7, 365, in over 30 counties. We accomplish this with our capable and devoted 5 part-time and 1 full-time staff. Since we do not receive any federal, state, or county funding, the money raised from this event will allow us to do what we do best and continue serving the blind and print-impaired community. Again, multitude thanks for your generosity and support throughout the years. Until then, TRRS Board of Directors, staff, and myself are looking forward to seeing you soon. 80s theme attire optional. Sincerely, May Tran, Executive Director, Triangle Radio Reading Service, 211 East Six Forks Road, Suite 103, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. NFB announces it's time to get creative. Submissions for our annual poetry contest are now open, and the theme for this year's contest is nature. Whether you're a child or an adult braille writer, you're welcome to submit your original poetry. We'll select our favorite poems for each age group for grand prizes, and the first 100 writers to submit a poem will receive a special braille edition of 100 Poems to Lift Your Spirits by Leslie Pockle. How to enter? Submit a poem focused on the theme nature as a braille file, .brf format, to marketing@nbp.org. https://nbp.us/4.list. Or mail a hard copy to Poetry Contest, National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02115. The poem must be an original work, fewer than 125 words, using English Braille American Edition or Unified English Braille. Please indicate the entry level of your submission, grades K through 2, 3 through 5, 6 through 8, 9 through 12, or adult. Please include name, address, and phone number with the submission. See the guidelines on the website. I will read those to you immediately. I apologize for calling it NFB and not NBP. National Braille Press Poetry Contest. How to enter. Read the official rules below. Submit a poem focused on the theme nature as a Braille file, .brf format, to marketing at nbp.org or mail a hard copy to National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02115. The poem must be an original work, 125 words or less, using English Braille American Edition or Unified English Braille. Please indicate the entry level of your submission, grades K to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 12, or adult. The National Braille Press Poetry Contest began August 1st, 2018 at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, they've surely missed daylight time. The deadline to enter is October 31st, 2018, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prizes. National Braille Press staff will choose our favorite poems in each entry level, and five winners will receive $100 in NBP prizes. National Braille Press will contact you directly if you are a winner. Who can I contact for more information? Send your questions to marketing@nbp.org. Special press release from Helping Hands for the Blind. Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 organization, is proud to announce that we have received a monetary donation from an anonymous donor. This person has provided us with funds to purchase 10 sets of iOS training produced by Mystic Access, titled Sweet Success with iOS, Foundational Audio Modules 1 through 6. To qualify for a set of these modules, please write to Robert Acosta, BOACOSTA, at pacbell.net. The anonymous donor prefers that these applicants, who must be legally blind, know how to download and have some familiarity with iOS devices. We again thank our anonymous donor for their most generous financial donation. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, 818-998-0044, www.helpinghands4theblind.net. This one is from the NFB. For immediate release, U.S. House of Representatives passes Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act. Treaty now awaits presidential action. Dateline Washington, D.C., September 25, 2018. The United States House of Representatives has passed the Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act, Senate Bill 2559, which makes modest changes to copyright law that will bring the United States into compliance with the terms of the Marrakesh Treaty. The Senate gave its advice and consent to ratification of the treaty and passed the implementing legislation June 28th. For almost a decade now, the National Federation of the Blind, our partners, and other advocates have worked to bring the Marrakesh Treaty into being and into force, said Mark A. Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. Today, we applaud the United States House of Representatives for its passage of the Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act. We now urge President Trump to sign this implementing legislation and to order the State Department to deposit the instrument of ratification with the World Intellectual Property Organization as soon as practicable. We are closer than ever to the day when blind Americans will have greater access to the world's knowledge in many of its original languages than we have ever had in human history. About the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, headquartered in Baltimore, is the oldest and largest nationwide organization of blind Americans. Founded in 1940, the NFB consists of affiliates, chapters, and divisions in the 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. The NFB defends the rights of blind people of all ages and provides information and support to families with blind children, older Americans who are losing vision, and more. We believe in the hopes and dreams of blind people and work together to transform them into reality. Learn more about our many programs and initiatives at www.nfb.org. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. Contact Chris Danielson, Director of Public Relations, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, extension 2330. His cell phone number is 410-262-1281. And his email is cdanielson@nfb.org. The American Foundation for the Blind sent an email blast last week. I am sure you're aware of the national conversation that began last week when the Texas School Board recommended the removal of Helen Keller from its required grade 3 social studies curriculum. Like you, we realized this was an important moment to share Helen Keller's extraordinary life story and the many lessons she left us. Perseverance, service, determination, compassion, inclusion, and the ability to change the world. Helen Keller worked for the American Foundation for the Blind for 44 years, and today we continue her legacy. Her story is captured in her own voice through the letters, photographs, and artifacts available in the fully accessible Helen Keller Archive. Currently, over 160,000 digital images are up on the website, and more are coming. It is clear now more than ever that we must complete this pioneering educational tool, but we need your help. Your gift today will help us to continue the preservation of the Helen Keller Archive. You and I know that Helen Keller's story has the power to make the world a better place. She was a writer, a world traveler, an outspoken public citizen, and a passionate advocate for others. She fought to put her beliefs into action, to make sure that veterans who lost their sight in battle got rehabilitation services, and that blind children had access to a good education, and the life-changing knowledge of her beloved Braille. The Helen Keller Archive includes correspondence, speeches, press clippings, scrapbooks, photographs, architectural drawings, and artifacts spanning over 80 years, with images and letters from key figures ranging from Alexander Graham Bell and Mark Twain to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy. AFB's archive is the world's leading resource for historians, researchers, filmmakers, writers, publishers, and schoolchildren researching information about and by Helen Keller and the times during which she lived. Helen Keller changed perceptions of what it means to be blind and deafblind. She fought for the rights of those with visual impairments, including greater employment opportunities. This archive represents a powerful vehicle to continue the work begun by Keller and the AFB to build a more inclusive world. Your donation today will literally be helping us to save this American treasure. With thanks, Helen Selsden, Archivist, Helen Keller Archives, American Foundation for the Blind. Last week on Eyes on Success, the show number 1839 featured Accessibility of U.S. National Parks, September 26, 2018 air date. The U.S. National Park Service, NPS, has over 400 sites that are visited by over 300 million people each year. They strive to make these sites as accessible as possible for everyone. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Ray Bloomer, Accessibility Specialist for Accessibility Support Programs, about the NPS and how their sites can be enjoyed by all. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net, and the podcast can be found on Apple iTunes. Listen to the show on your smartphone home device by simply saying Play Eyes on Success Podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Find the podcast on iTunes or use the URL, http://www.eyesonsuccess.net/EOS_podcast. Find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Audio Boom. NFB sues U.S. Ability One Commission, alleges violation of federal transparency laws and regulations. Dateline, Baltimore, Maryland, September 26, 2018. The National Federation of the Blind, the nation's oldest and largest organization of blind Americans, filed suit today against the U.S. Ability One Commission, which oversees a federal program that is supposed to advance work opportunities for the blind and other Americans with disabilities. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Maryland, alleges that Ability One violated the Administrative Procedure Act and federal grant-making and contracting laws when it designated the American Foundation for the Blind as a central nonprofit agency, CNA, in the Ability One program and signed a long-term agreement with AFB. The Administrative Procedure Act requires federal agencies to give public notice and an opportunity for public comment before making changes to their programs, and the requirements for federal grants and contracts require competitive procedures to ensure the most qualified bidders are able to apply. The Ability One program was created in 1938 specifically to increase employment opportunities for the blind. It requires federal contracts to be preferentially awarded to contractors that primarily employ workers with disabilities. Currently, over $3 billion in goods and services are purchased from over 500 Ability One contractors each year, with more than half from the Department of Defense. The Ability One Commission oversees the awards of these contracts and compliance by the contractors. It does so through two CNAs, National Industries for the Blind, and IB, and Source America. Without notice and comment or any opportunity for other bidders to apply, Ability One made AFB a third CNA as of July 26, 2018. The National Federation of the Blind is challenging this action and asking the federal courts to reverse it. If it had been apprised of the opportunity, the NFB would have bid on the contract to become a CNA with the goal of leveraging the power of its 50,000 members. Its nearly eight decades of experience representing the interests of blind workers, and its three affiliated rehabilitation training centers to move the Ability One program toward the full participation of blind people in competitive integrated employment, including new and emerging industries that pay prevailing wages, offer opportunities for advancement, and provide required accommodations and new technologies. The National Federation of the Blind and other disability groups have criticized the Ability One program and repeatedly called for its reform because it is based on outdated beliefs about the capabilities of people with disabilities. Many of the contractors given preferential treatment under the program segregate workers with disabilities from workers who do not have disabilities and require the disabled workers to perform menial jobs that do not prepare them for mainstream work. In addition, 50 of the Ability One contractors pay workers with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage, pennies per hour in the worst cases. Furthermore, both the Government Accountability Office and Department of Defense have issued reports highlighting a lack of transparency and oversight of the activities of the CNAs and calling for significant changes of the Ability One program to increase integration and reduce the risk of fraud. The Ability One Commission's selection of a new CNA seeks to provide a framework for a new CNA model in the Ability One program that places the focus on increasing job placement and career advancement opportunities in knowledge-based positions and identify innovative employment opportunities, careers, and lines of business for people who are blind over 5 years. We appreciate that Ability One is pursuing a new CNA to support innovative jobs and careers for people who are blind. The move toward integrated real-world employment for people with disabilities is long overdue. Thanks to federal laws like the Americans with Disabilities Act, blind people have proven we can do real jobs and do not need to be segregated or relegated to menial work, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. However, Ability One's decision to authorize a new CNA with no input from the public or from blind individuals is an example of the inside dealing and lack of transparency that have long pervaded the program. As the nation's leading membership organization of blind Americans, the National Federation of the Blind is taking this action in solidarity with the blind employees who work on Ability One contracts. Blind workers deserve to have input into the future of the Ability One program. In addition, as an organization with 78 years of experience helping blind workers find and succeed in competitive integrated employment, the NFB has expertise and insight about innovations to support blind individuals to pursue the jobs of today and the jobs of tomorrow. We stand ready, willing, and able to help Ability One build the future. But we will not tolerate the Ability One Commission flouting the law and ignoring the voices of the blind Americans who will be affected by its decisions. Contact Chris Danielson, Director of Public Relations, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, extension 2330. 410-262-1281 cell phone. C. Danielson with an EN at nfb.org email. Two blind brothers were featured on Speaking Out for the Blind September 26th, Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Two brothers, Brian and Bradford Manning, are obsessed about the ways clothing feels and also passionately committed to finding cures for blindness. The Mannings have put both passions together in creating their own clothing line called Two Blind Brothers. To listen to Speaking Out for the Blind, go to http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings Listen to the ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 712-775-4808, and when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-for-the-blind. Please note that there is a link located at the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind, and Twitter page is at Speak Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. For more info related to this week's show, go to https://speakingoutforthebliind.weebly.com/list-of-episodes-and-show-news-4-more-information-episode-176-2-blind-brothers. Ann Parsons, facilitator, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time, meets Sunday, October 28th, 2018, from 5 to 6 Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/7104346 or iPhone OneTap +14086380986, #7104346240 +14684679923, #7104346240 telephone. Dial a number based on your current location, 1-408-638-0986. Meeting ID 7104346240. International numbers available on the website. If you execute the above link from a computer installed with Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two phone numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. Newswire, Sunday, October 28, 2018, 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On Sunday, October 28, 2018, at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Aunt Dimity and the Widow's Curse by Nancy Atherton. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB89166. You can find it on Bookshare by following the link below, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/206-0905. All are welcome. Please use the above information to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Date, Sunday, October 28th, 2018. 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2100 hours Greenwich Mean Time. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found in your Zoom invitation. Contact Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, AccessibleWorld.org, RadioOutOfThePast.org, www.AccessibleWorld.org, and www.RadioOutOfThePast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, 714-449-1958. Email Larry Gassman with two S's at roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, email walemly@gmail.com, phone 601-919-6907. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Robert Acosta, President. Bob Branco writes, "Hi, everyone. Below is the link to the latest episode of In Perspective. During this episode, Al and I talk with Renee Rentmeester, producer of Cooking Without Looking. If you have trouble clicking the link or would prefer the MP3 files of In Perspective, please let me know. I hope you enjoy this show. Here's the link. https://www.branco-events.com/in-perspective-71-921-2018-with-renee-rent-meester-from-cooking-without-looking/. I've got a little blurb from the PBS website about her show, which apparently does not seem to be in current production. From PBS.org, "This show focuses on the capabilities of people who are blind and visually impaired. The program's three hosts, all of whom are blind or visually impaired, moderate the 30-minute show. The guest chefs on the show also are blind or visually impaired. Guests have ranged in age from 9 to 83 and worked in a variety of occupations. The program tries to show that people are people, and blind and visually impaired people shouldn't be excluded from society simply because they've lost a physical ability. It tries to show that they can do many of the same things as sighted people, just in a different way." We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.